Atlantans will vote on two sales tax referenda on Election Day that would fund transportation projects. The Atlanta T-Splost would run for 5 years and provide 0.4 cents in taxes. SPLOST stands for Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax. The T means the money would go to transportation. The MARTA referendum would give a 0.5 cent sales tax to that agency for 40 years. WABE's Amy Kiley reports if both pass, one big winner could be the Beltline.
This is the Beltline. It's just a patch of trails now. The most developed is this one on the east side near Pont City Market. Tonight, Aaron and Austin Eigelhardt are walking their dog here.
It's accessible, it's off the road. Late at night, it's nice and shady and relatively cool.
You don't have to stop at a bunch of intersections, so you can get on and then just kind of keep walking.
At least for these two developed miles of the 22-mile proposed loop. The Atlanta tax would bring in $66 million to buy the rest of the land for the full Beltline. The MARTA tax could fund light rail along the Beltline and connect the downtown streetcar to what is now just a walking path. It's a prospect that makes Rob Bronner pretty happy. He's executive director of the Beltline Partnership, the fundraising arm for the project.
We have not had an opportunity like this to significantly advance the Beltline and transportation really throughout the entire city, like we're going to have in November, and we can't afford to let this opportunity slip by.
Erin Eigelhardt is one voter on his side. She says the taxes would even help people who don't live near the Beltline.
It still has the opportunity to remove a lot of cars from the road and give people opportunities to get to work and get around town in different ways.
But not everyone is happy with the direction of the Beltline Partnership. Ryan Gravel dreamed up the trail project, and he recently stepped down from the Beltline Partnership board. He told WABE then he still supports the Beltline and tax money for it.
But all I'm asking for is that as we do that, we follow through on the policies and make sure that the people who made this thing possible and the communities that are along its route today get to stay and enjoy its benefits just like everybody else.
Real estate prices and rent have shot up along the developed East Side Trail. Beltline organizers are supposed to build 5,600 affordable housing units along the path. But Gravel wants that to be a priority. He also wants people who live along the proposed Beltline route to see some of the money from businesses that spring up there. Other critics say it's time for the state to pitch in money for transit. Atlanta is the only major city in the country that doesn't get such funding. And some people worry about paying for the Beltline with a sales tax. GSU professor Alex Safe Cummings slams Beltline funding in a blog he co-edits with colleagues. He says sales tax disproportionately affects people with low incomes.
If you're poor, you spend a much bigger percentage of your income in sales tax than the person who makes a lot of money and saves and doesn't spend all of their income every week.
But Cummings says he supports the ballot measures just because they are the only options. MARTA GM Keith Parker sees things differently for low-income residents.
Well, because if you have no cars whatsoever and you're paying, let's say, 15 cents per day into sales tax, but you're using the transit system multiple times per day, it actually does turn out to be a great return on investment for you.
Parker knows funds from the half-penny tax wouldn't be enough to pay for everything on the wish list. The tax should net about $2.5 billion. The Beltline-related projects alone cost about $2 billion. But Parker says at least some of the MARTA tax money would go toward transit for the trail. He also says if voters approve the tax money, the federal government could offer matching dollars. Amy Kiley, WABE News.